Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm your host, Greg Deering. Today, I'm talking with the newest member of the team at Kansas Farm Bureau, our Chief Strategy Officer, Joel Lefkowitz. Joel, welcome to the show, and it's good to have you on board.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be here at Kansas Farm Bureau and also with you here on the podcast.
You're about to wrap up your fourth week here. Have you figured out everything that you're tasked with as the first Chief Strategy Officer here? And what's this first month been like?
You know, 4 weeks down, it's gone fast. It's gone very fast. I can't say that I've got everything figured out. It seems like, you know, every day there's at least two new acronyms that I come across that I have no idea what they mean. And so it's been a lot of fun and an educational experience in getting to know the vernacular of KFB, but it's been exciting. You know, we've had a lot of progress over the course of the first 4 weeks, you know, in addition to all the onboarding and orientation you get with any new position. We've been fortunate. You know, this week we had a board meeting, so I was able to visit with each member of the board who was here in town and work with the staff as we prepared reports for the board. And so that gave me a great opportunity to kind of dive in right away and get up to speed with some of the current happenings of the board. So I'd say that was a great opportunity to have happen here just the first couple of weeks. You know, additionally, I've been able to participate in some issues surfacing sessions. I've been able to participate in some committee meetings and visit with some task force as well. So we've had a lot that's happening here at the Farm Bureau that I've been able to jump in on right away and just learn from others about our kind of current state of play in some of the issue areas that we're focusing on.
Backing up for a minute, have you tell our listeners a little bit about your past career-wise? I know that you have interacted with several people at Kansas Farm Bureau, but weren't exactly in the Farm Bureau fold before joining us here.
Yeah, it's been a, you know, you look at my resume, there's a lot of different things on it. My father has been at the same bank there in Wellington, Kansas for over 40 years. And so when he looks at that, he's like, well, what's wrong with you? Why can't you hold a job? But I've been very fortunate to have some unique opportunities come my way that my wife and I and our family have decided to take, and this is an exciting one here. I grew up in Wellington, just south of Wichita there, and not a farm kid. I'm a son of a banker, but as I mentioned, my dad's an ag lender there. It still is to this day the bank that he works for. And so that's how I got to know agriculture and how I came to understand the industry is that, you know, when the farmers did well, not only did the bank do well, but the town did well. And so that was that's where my appreciation for our producers came from originally. After college, I went out to Washington, D.C. for the first time and was a staffer for a member of Congress and started to work on agriculture policy. I did that for a short time before coming back to Kansas and then eventually moving to Chicago to go to grad school. But after grad school is when I really dove in to learning more about agriculture policy at the national level. I went to work at USDA and then eventually on at the staff of Senator Pat Roberts. And I worked in his personal office for a time, working on not just ag, but also energy and transportation issues. And then eventually onto his staff over at the committee when he became ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee. And then when he became chairman of the Ag Committee, that's when I became staff director and helped him build and lead a team for his first couple of years there. So for the last nearly 20 years, I've been involved with agriculture policy in some way or another. And, you know, during that time on his staff is when I got to know Kansas Farm Bureau, you know, President Feltz, certainly Terry Holdren, worked with Ryan Flickner when we were colleagues out there together. And so I've known the Farm Bureau family for a long time. But in addition to the government work, I've worked in the private sector in food and ag space as well, with stints at DuPont and PepsiCo, and then with the consulting firm where all of our clients were a company or an organization somehow involved with agriculture. Previously, before this job, I was working in a nonprofit in Wichita called Envision, where we were focused on creating employment opportunities for people who are blind and visually impaired. And so what brought me there was after nearly 20 years in DC, my wife and I wanted to get back home, raise our family here like many folks And so that opportunity brought us back to Kansas. And so now it's kind of come full circle. We've moved back. We're in the geography that we want to be in. And now I'm back in the professional industry that feels like home for me.
With the caveat that it's still early, what are some of the projects that you'll be working on at Kansas Farm Bureau? And are there ways that members can help you either identify those projects or maybe make them successful?
Well, you know, Greg, one thing is we've got to grow our subscribers to this podcast. And I don't know that having me on is really a helpful in that strategy, but it's not the best tactic, but you know, at least we're trying it out.
Well, they probably need to get a new host as well. So that would not hurt our listenership at all. But do you have a sense of kind of what day in, day out this job looks like going forward here yet?
Yeah, I think it's going to change day in and day out, but there are central themes and we have a central focus on what I'm doing. And it starts with that Kansas Farm Bureau mission statement. We are here, we exist to strengthen agriculture in the lives of Kansans through advocacy, education, and service. So everything that we do, whether it's programming, whether it's on the service side, whether it's on the advocacy side, has to focus on that mission statement. And our board, very smartly and very wisely approved a strategic plan 2 years ago that focuses on ensuring that the Kansas Farm Bureau, you know, honors the 100 years of our past, but is set up to thrive for 100 more years in the future. And so in that strategic plan, they really kind of focused on 6 different pillars of where they want to grow, how they want to grow. And my position is to help execute that plan as we move forward. So where we're starting that execution is really in 3 areas where I'm focused on. And these aren't 3 new things necessarily that we've been doing. It's just part of how do we enhance our current operations to achieve that strategic plan. So that first area is on how do we enhance our membership value? You know, thinking about Farm Bureau members who maybe aren't as active as others. Is there something that we can do as a state organization to provide a service or an offering to help increase the value of the membership to those folks, increase their participation? And what can we provide to members who are very active already, who are asking us to do more? They want to grow and evolve their businesses. How can we help them achieve those goals? The second area is on really building leadership capabilities within the state. Our network is vast. It's extensive. We've got a great field staff. We've got great volunteer leaders in each of the communities and the counties across the state. How can we tap that network to help recruit and train and support elected officials, starting at the local level, starting at the county commissioners, local school boards? What programs and processes can we put in place here to help ensure that our local leadership are capable to lead us over the course of the next generation? And so, you know, Greg, you really think about it. Over this last, you know, 12 to 15 months, what local governments have gone through, the decisions about how to adapt with the virus. Do we close businesses? Do we institute mask mandates? Do we reopen businesses? What about our schools? These are very difficult decisions that our local leadership has had to go through over the last year. What can we do to help ensure that we've got a good talent pool of individuals who understand not just how to get elected, but understand the responsibilities and the skills and have the skills that are needed to be a successful leader once they get elected? And so we're working with our program folks, with our education folks here to help build out some programming and in cases where we need to create some programming focused on leadership capabilities. And the third area is how do we expand our advocacy impact through complementing or enhancing Vote FBF. You know, the values that the Kansas Farm Bureau members have are important for our elected officials to understand, not just in the state of Kansas, but across the country. So are there opportunities for our members to engage in those advocacy efforts outside of the state as well. So those are, Greg, those are kind of three issue areas that we're focusing on that tie back to the strategic plan passed in 2020, which certainly ties back to our mission statement.
Right. Your role certainly is an outgrowth of that strategic plan that the board of directors passed here a couple of years ago. Celebrating our past and looking at the next century here, are you comfortable with 100 years of success resting on your shoulders now?
Well, that's a heavy load. I don't think it's all on my shoulders. Again, you know, we've got great leaders from our board to all of our committees, to certainly the staff leadership here as well. And so this is a great team to join. I've worked with this, with members of this team in other capacities, and I'm excited to be a part of it. I will say that when you look at where we have come over the last 100 years as an organization, and as an industry in agriculture, I'm very excited to be part of a group that is looking forward to ensure that we not only have services in place, but we have systems in place that can grow and evolve along with our producers' operations along the way too.
Got one kind of curveball for you here. I want to know, Friday morning, are you going to be up early trying to grab some bacon? Specifically, I believe it's the Nike Air Max 90 bacon.
You've done your research. You know the audience. You know the person you're interviewing and how you combine those two interests. Yes. So at 9 a.m. Central Time, there is a shoe, and I like sneakers, or that comes on the market right at 9 a.m. called the Air Max 90 Bacon. This is not a commercial for them, but I hope to be lucky enough to win a draw to get that shoe. And then, you know, I'm going to wear it on vacation in Colorado.
Excellent. We'll be rooting for you here that you get the chance to purchase that beautiful shoe. It does resemble bacon from the photo that I was able to pull up of it earlier today.
It's a great looking shoe. It's a great looking shoe. If only it came with like a pound of bacon, you know, in the box too, that would be nice. But unfortunately, it doesn't come with that.
Perhaps that there is a chance that you can pitch that to Phil Knight as maybe a cross promotion with Kansas Farm Bureau here.
I think that's a great idea. That's a great idea. You know, these what do they call them? Unboxing videos you see all over the web. I think that would be great to open up a pair of shoes called Bacons with, you know, have a pound of bacon right there provided by a Kansas producer. It'd go viral in a heartbeat, I have no doubt.
We're solving problems all over today. I believe that's all the questions that I have for you. Any final thoughts before we go?
Just again, thanks for the opportunity, Greg. And thank you to all of our members who are out there, who continue to support your County Farm Bureau, who continue to support the programs that are offered, who volunteer their time to be leaders, whether it's on their county board, whether it's through committees, or just staying updated on issues and news of the day that's relevant to agriculture producers. Your involvement is what drives our success. And so thank you to everyone out there for being great, great and wonderful members of the Farm Bureau.
That's all the time we have for today. Joel Leftwich, Kansas Farm Bureau's Chief Strategy Officer. Joel, thanks for taking the time to visit with me.
My pleasure, Greg.
That's it for this edition of Inside Ag. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. From Manhattan, I'm Greg Deering for Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. Inside Ag is made possible by Kansas Farm Bureau members in each of the state's 105 counties. To become a member, visit www.kfb.org/join.